Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Happy Friday. This is Zachary Cohen with another episode of Hardwood Handicappers. Hardwood Handicappers is sponsored by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. That's VSINPOD, V-S-I-N-P-O-D. We have a link for that in the description. We have to start this day by talking about LeBron James last night. His 10-point streak, you know, streak of scoring at least 10 points in a game, ended at 1,297 games. And in the most LeBron way possible, it ended with him choosing to, you know, find a teammate for an open three to win the game rather than going to the basket and extending that streak. He had a real shot at going to the rim, getting his 10 points, but instead he kicked out to Rui Hachimura. Los Angeles comes away with a big win over Toronto in a game that I had the Raptors, so I didn't necessarily love it, but I do respect the way that LeBron handles his business. I love that, you know, how important it is for him to win games rather than, you know, go for individual accolades. And it really says a lot about his career. And I did mention it on Twitter. Didn't get a lot of steam. I don't know why. I thought that Mr. 3000 is a classic movie, but you know, it is very similar to the way that movie ended with Stan Ross bunting rather than going for his 3000th hit in the movie. So yeah, very, very similar. There are striking similarities between LeBron James and the late Bernie Mac. But yeah, not much outside of that game. Lakers-Raptors was really the only major one last night. I mean, we did see pretty crazy ending between the 76ers and Warriors with Vijay Edgecombe winning the game for Philadelphia, but not exactly the biggest game with Steph Curry not playing. And outside of that, not a lot of, you know, big games on the card last night. So we will move on to tonight. I will say, like, the Giannis stuff is dominating conversation around the league. I should be talking about it a little bit, but I have talked about it a lot already on this podcast, so I don't want to do it again. And I'm going to write something up on VSiN.com later, and it will be a little bit longer. So I'll get into next team odds, best fits, you know, teams that he would turn into title contenders if he were traded there. So if you are looking for more Giannis stuff, head over to VSiN.com later. I will have something up there. And should also mention that, you know, LeBron's streak wasn't the only one that ended last night. We lost our streak of six straight winning days on the pod. Last night was not a good one, but hopefully, you know, what did Maury Ballstein say in Zoolander? What do you do when you fall off the horse? You get back on. So yeah, we will try to get back into the win column tonight. We do have a ton of picks, so I'm going to get right into them. It's an absolutely loaded Friday slate. As always, I'm going to skip a few games. I'm going to skip Jazz-Knicks. Knicks are favored by a ton in that game. I'm going to skip Suns-Rockets, where Houston's favored by double digits, Phoenix playing without Devin Booker, a game that I will be watching because I am a Suns fan, but unfortunately not a game that I have a lot of faith in my team. And then I'm also going to skip Mavericks Thunder, a little bit unfortunate because that's the second of the two prime video games. But man, OKC is just such a big favorite, and I really can't come with too many takes to support Dallas. I mean, I've been impressed by the way that Ryan Nembhard's played. I think the Cooper flag is kind of running away with the Rookie of the Year award now. He's just been kind of thriving lately, while Con Knipl hasn't slowed down, but it's just been kind of apples and oranges compared to these two all season. Now it's been a little bit different with Flag separating himself as the best rookie. And then the other game I'm going to skip, the last game I'm going to skip is 76ers Bucks. But I do think there's a chance I'm going to end up playing Ryan Rollins player props in this game. So that'll be something to keep an eye on VSiN.com, because like I say every episode, I do write up sides and totals, and then I also write up player props in two separate pieces every single day for the website. On weekends, I combine both of them. But every single day, you get picks from me on the website, written picks. So there's a really good chance I add Rollins there. So we're going to skip those games, and we're going to start with Lakers-Celtics tonight. You know, one of the most storied rivalries in this sport. Celtics laying 6.5, totals 225.5. This game tips at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is the first of those two prime video games. It looks like there's going to be no Luka Doncic tonight. I mentioned it the other day, but Luka just welcomed his second child, missing these games for personal reasons. You can't blame him. That's, you know, very exciting for him and his family. And yeah, there's obviously a chance that he maybe hops on a plane and gets over there because he is healthy and capable of playing, but it looks like he is going to miss. He is doubtful. And from what I've seen on the internet, it looks like he is going to miss this game. At the same time, it looks like Jaylen Brown will be back in for Boston. So, you know, the Celtics will be very close to full strength. Lakers will not be. That is why I like Boston on the money line. And I'm actually going to parlay that with Pistons money line at home against the Blazers, which is a game that tips at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and I won't talk about that one then because I'm going to be talking about it now. But I think that the Celtics win this game against the Lakers tonight. The Lakers, like I just said, won a really tough game in Toronto last night. There's going to be all types of fatigue at play here for the visitors, and Boston has been kind of rolling lately, playing really well, shooting the three really well. The offense has been awesome, and I just think that playing at home this evening, you can expect the Celtics to bounce back and not bounce back, but, you know, just get in the win column, even though, you know, they are big favorites here. I don't want to lay the points. That's why I'm parlaying it with the Pistons to handle their business against the Blazers. And that's a game where I'm really just kind of factoring in the, you know, Jrue Holiday's out for Portland, and that's a really big absence on both ends of the floor. Detroit's injury report is very clean, and that's a team that's been, you know, a top five team in basketball for most of the season. The Blazers haven't been anywhere near that level. So with that game being in Detroit, I'd be surprised if the Pistons lose, and that's the way I'm getting a more reasonable price on the Celtics here. And then I should also mention, not only do I have that parlay, I'm also going to play Jordan Walsh over 5.5 rebounds in this game, which is available at plus 130. Walsh has had 6-plus rebounds in 10 of the last 13 games. Actually had 25 rebound chances 2 games ago. Just been a really, really good player for this team this season. Just an awesome defender on the perimeter, can guard multiple spots. And then he also gives them a lot of energy on both ends of the floor. So a guy that finishes in transition, he always really has his, you know, himself around the basketball. And I do think that we're going to see a little bit more of that tonight. He's going to need to be out there a lot because this is a Lakers team that is very good offensively. So I think that, you know, Joe Mazzulla will find minutes for Walsh. And if he has, you know, time on the floor, you know, adequate time on the floor, he's going to have a lot of rebounds. So I think that this is a game where he has 6-plus, and plus money odds on that definitely makes it a little bit more enticing. Let's just hope he avoids foul trouble. I think the only other time I had Jordan Walsh this year in a player prop, he got into foul trouble very early. Moving on to Heat Magic. This game tips at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is one where the Magic are 5.5-point favorites. Total's 241.5. I actually like the over in this game, over 240.5 at minus 113 odds. This is a game where the VSiN betting splits show that there is a lot of action, you know, public action on the under. Those VSiN betting splits are available to VSiN Pro subscribers, and there is a great offer that we'll talk about soon for you to join VSiN Pro and have access to those pages. But you can see very clearly that there is a lot of public bettors looking to take the under in this game, and it makes sense because these are two teams that are currently in the league in top 10 defensive rating. Miami's been elite team all year long on that end of the floor. Orlando's starting to look like an elite team, which they have been in each of the previous 2 seasons, and I could see why you would think this would be a low scoring game. But at the same time, that reverse line movement where you've seen, you know, most of the action on the under, the total's actually risen from 240 to 241.5, that suggests that there are a lot of sharp bettors on the over in this game. And you always want to try to side with the sharp bettors when you get a chance, because that increases your hit rate by a few percentage points. And, you know, those are the best bettors in the world. If you can join them and you see a reason to do so, you should do it. And this is a game where there is a reason to do so, because Miami is number one in the league in pace of play this season. Orlando is actually played a lot faster than usual, playing at the 12th fastest pace in the NBA this year. And the Magic are actually a top 10 offense in the league this year. The Heat, if they have Tyler Hero, he is questionable in this game, should look like a top 10 offense, but they've been very good offensively and very reliable offensively all year long. And this has been a team that has been very consistently flying over the total. And even if Hero does miss this game, I think that we see the pace of play win out. And this ends up being a game where both teams just put a ton of points on the scoreboard. So over 240.5 at minus 113 is the play for me. You will see that at 241.5 in a lot of places, but you can find a little bit better if you do your due diligence and just kind of look around and search for the best numbers. Next game I want to talk about is Nuggets at Hawks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern tip. This is a game where the Hawks are 6.5-point underdogs at home. Total's 237.5. Denver has weirdly been rolling when playing on the road this season. So this isn't a game where I'm looking to back Atlanta, especially with the way that the Hawks have looked over the last couple of nights. I think that loss to the Clippers the other night was absolutely awful. And you do see Jalen Johnson again on the injury report. And there's just no way I could back Atlanta without knowing that Jalen Johnson's in the lineup. So I'm staying away from the sides and totals in this game because I just think there's just a little bit too much uncertainty on the injury report. If Jalen Johnson goes and, you know, the Hawks stay at around 5.5, you know, maybe an argument can be made for the home team here, because Atlanta it has been very good defensively ever since Trae Young went out. And when they do have Johnson out there, the offense has not taken that big of a hit. So it would be a game where I could see the Hawks keeping it close and potentially winning if they do have their, you know, all-star out there. But without him, I can't take anything. But the one thing I want to take with or without Jalen Johnson is the over on Nikhil Alexander Walker's points, which is 19.5 tonight. I took the over at minus 115. This is a guy that's averaging 21.7 points per game in the games he's played without Trae Young. He's had 21 plus points in 8 of the last 10 games. And this is a pretty good matchup for him, with the Nuggets being a bottom 10 team against spot up shooters this year, a bottom 5 team against pick and roll ball handlers. And this is just a player that has scored 20 plus points in all 6 of the games he's played without Trae Young in Atlanta. So he's been playing very well at home. I think he keeps that up tonight. So I'm going with the Alexander Walker to have at least 20 points in this game. For those of you who haven't joined VSiN Pro yet, we've extended our Black Friday special for one final week. For just $60, you'll get full VSiN Pro access through May 1st. That includes daily best bets from our hosts and guests, real-time betting splits, which I mentioned before, from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, the AI prop tools from Opta AI that all of our hosts have been talking about all season, and I have been talking about them a lot as well, and 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus full coverage of every major sport from now through March Madness, the NFL Draft, the Masters. And with our college football playoffs betting guide dropping next week, the timing could not possibly be better. The Black Friday special ends after Sunday, so don't miss out. Go to vsin.com/subscribe to sign up now. That's vsin.com/subscribe. I keep touting this offer. It is so good. $60 through May 1st. That's like 12 bucks a month. You definitely want to jump on this. You get so much stuff from us. I mean, just think about all of the major sports coming up. I mean, the Super Bowl, March Madness, everything. We have guides. We have in-depth breakdowns of all of that stuff. We have a lot of, you know, action on the network. It's just a great time to be a VSiN Pro subscriber. And I mentioned the splits before. I use the splits every single day. If you use them, you will become a much better bettor and handicapper. So strongly suggest joining at this time of the year. Next game we should talk about is the Spurs at the Cavaliers at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The Cavaliers are 4.5-point favorites. Total's 238.5. This is another game with a really, really crowded injury report, making it very difficult to kind of choose a side. The Cavaliers will be without Darius Garland, Sam Merrill, Jarrett Allen, Tyrese Proctor, and Max Strus again. Just 5 players that you would always, you know, be counted on to see a little bit of action. Maybe Proctor, not so much, but he does get in there and play and give them some good minutes here and there. The rookie has been good offensively off the bench when he's been given a chance. And then for San Antonio, it's no Stephon Castle, no Victor Wembanyama again. That makes this game really hard for me to call. I have a lean on the Cavaliers because I do think that Cleveland is going to kind of turn some things around in the near future. I just can't see them going from last year's offensive juggernaut to being what we've seen this year, which is an up and down team that almost doesn't even look like a lock to be a top 4 team in the Eastern Conference right now. I know that they're dealing with some injuries, but having Mitchell and Mobley out there really should be enough for them to win some games, especially when you're talking about facing a Spurs team that is dealing with, you know, 2 major injuries of its own, you know, missing its best player. San Antonio has been great without those 2 guys. So, you know, I wouldn't blame anyone that says, you know, this Spurs team has been playing awesome. I want to keep taking them, especially against a struggling Cavaliers team. But my lean here would be Cleveland. But I do have a play in this game. I'm going Jalen Tyson over 13.5 points at minus 125 odds. He has had 15 plus points in all 5 of the games he's played without Darius Garland and Sam Merrill. That is when you see him get just way more minutes and a confirmed spot in the rotation. I mean, in those 5 games, he's played between 25 and 34 minutes. If he gets that again here, I think that he should score at least 14 points. He's a good spot-up shooter going against a bottom 5 spot-up defense. He's also pretty capable of creating for himself in a couple of other ways. I just think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and I think that Tyson ends up finding a way to 14-plus, and I wouldn't be surprised if he has like 17-plus. So if you're bolder than I am and want to take an alternate or something, that's definitely an option. Next game is Hornets at Raptors, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where the Raptors are 7.5-point favorites. Total's 229.5. This is another game with a crowded injury report. It seems to be a theme at this point in the season. The further we get into the NBA season, the more uncertainty there will be on the NBA, on the injury report. That's just how the NBA works. It's frustrating, but you have to deal with it, and you have to find a way to get good at, you know, predicting when players are going to play. Otherwise, you're going to get killed trying to bet on this sport. But questionable for Charlotte tonight, Brandon Miller, Ryan Kalkbrenner, and Trey Mann. And they will also be without Colin Sexton, who has played well for this season. So it is a pretty big loss for them. At the same time, I do think that the Hornets plus 7.5 is a really good play. And it's one that I'm going to be making at minus 110 odds. I just think that, you know, Charlotte, not the greatest rest spot here. This is their third game in five nights. But this Toronto team just played a very close game against the Lakers in Toronto last night. I think they're going to be a little bit tired here. And while Charlotte is also going to be probably a little bit fatigued, they did not play yesterday. That helps. And, you know, playing last night for the Raptors definitely will make things a little bit tougher. But the real reason that I like the Hornets here is that this Toronto team under Darko Rajakovic is 12-20 against the spread versus teams that out-rebound opponents by 3+ rebounds per game. Also 4-28 straight up in those games. So this is a team that really struggles against, you know, very good rebounding teams. This season, this Hornets team has been exactly that. Hopefully you get Kalkbrenner out there. I mean, that's, you know, a big 7-footer that plays big minutes for this team, has been good on the glass for them, has also been very good defensively for them. I think you really want to see Kalkbrenner out there. But I do think that the Charlotte Hornets can cover this game without him. So I think plus 7.5 is a good play. Where I'd be monitoring Kalkbrenner is if you want to get a little bit bolder and take some money line with Charlotte, because like I mentioned, 4-28 straight up for Toronto in those games where they're playing to teams that out-rebound opponents by 3+. There is a good chance, you know, they struggle on the glass and lose this game outright, but I think I would want to see, you know, Kalkbrenner in the lineup for the Hornets in order to take the money line, but not for the spread. Next game is Bulls taking on the Pacers in Chicago. The Bulls are 4.5-point favorites in this game. Total's 237.5. I'll mention right away, I don't have anything right now in this game. I want to wait a little bit closer to tip. So I would say to look at the VSiN Pro Picks page, check out my sides and total story a little bit closer to tip. I will add a play there at the bottom if I do end up adding something on this game. But Indiana's only getting 4.5 at the moment. I really want 5 or 5.5. So I'm going to wait and see if I get some movement in my direction. Otherwise, maybe I'll buy it up to 5 or 5.5. But this is a game where I do think that the Pacers are a strong lean and a potential play for me just because the Bulls have a ton of guys out right now. I mean, you look at their injury report, Kevin Herter's out, Trey Jones, Isaac Okoro, and Jalen Smith are all doubtful. And then you have Kobe White, Zach Collins, and Ayo Dosunmu all questionable. So this is a team that's going to be without probably at least 4 rotation players that Billy Donovan actually plays on a night-by-night basis, not guys that, you know, he throws in and out every once in a while. Like, these are 4 guys that actually play and actually play significant minutes. And then if White misses this game, that's a really tough spot for Chicago just because this Pacers team does execute at a high level offensively. If this game is up and down with not a lot of defense, I trust Rick Carlisle's group to kind of get, you know, efficient, high-quality looks all throughout the night. And if Chicago's doing that and trying to keep up without Kobe White, who's one of their best shooters and, you know, probably their most consistent scorer, that's going to be very difficult for them. But overall, I think this is a really good spot to back the Pacers. I just want to see 5 or 5.5 because I have talked about key numbers on here. I don't love 4, 4.5. That's one of the ones that, like, I will avoid if I need to. But yeah, I would just go maybe back to our YouTube channel. I talked about, you know, key numbers in the NBA there. But yeah, I would really like to get 5, 5.5. So nothing for me on this game at the moment. But you could expect to see me add something on Indiana a little bit later. We'll finish up with the Clippers at the Grizzlies at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where the Clippers are 1.5-point favorites on the road. Total's 223.5. The play that I made in this game, and I actually made it last night because I was, you know, nervous about it moving, and it did move, so I ended up getting a good number on it, is Cam Spencer, over 3.5 assists at plus 106. I actually put a little bit more than a unit on that. I risked 1.5 units, and then I also played him at an alternate of 5+ assists at plus 190, risking 0.5 units. So like a mini ladder or a step stool on Cam Spencer of sorts, but this is a play that I added last night. I would still play it at the odds you're seeing it at now. Obviously, you want to get plus money when you can. You won't get it here with the 3.5, but you will for 4.5. And I think there is a good chance that he ends up having 5+ assists tonight. But I will say right away, Spencer's had 4+ assists in 6 of the last 7 games that he's played without Ja Morant, who is out tonight for the Grizzlies. He's had potential assists in like the 10 range on most of those nights as well. And this Clippers defense has been awful to start the year. And yeah, things looked a little bit better when they beat the Hawks down in Atlanta the other day. But I'm not sure we're talking about a one-game turnaround for a team that has just been miserable all season long. I think this is a really good matchup for Spencer, who actually had 4 assists on 10 potential assists against this same exact Clippers team on November 28th. And I think that at home in Memphis, where, you know, some of the role players will make a few more shots, I think that we see Spencer get 4 or 5 assists again tonight. Also think he's going to have a good game as a scorer. This is a guy that's just been really thriving off the bench, even though he's only getting around 20 minutes. I think that he's been playing awesome offensively for this team that has been playing very, very well over the last 2 weeks. So if I also had to lean on a side or a total in this game, my pick would probably be Grizzlies on the money line at plus money odds, because I'm just not believing in what we've seen out of the Clippers this year. And Memphis has been a lot better ever since they got Zach Edey back this season. If you're breaking down usage rates, defensive matchups, and pace, put that analysis to work with Better Picks. Pick more or less on player points, assists, and rebounds, and track that number in real time in the app. Use code VSINPOD for $10 free, no deposit required. And with 1,000x multipliers, 2 sharp reads can turn into real payouts. Basketball just got better. Download Better and use code VSINPOD. That's BETR. Get in the game with Better now. If you like my player prop picks, that's a great place to put them all in, especially getting $10 free right now. Let's recap what I have for tonight, because I threw a lot at you. I know that I went a little bit quicker. I didn't do a lot of takeaways from last night because it was a small slate, but I do have 7 picks on the card for tonight. Really, actually 8 if you count the mini ladder with Spencer with 2 picks on him. But it starts with Jordan Walsh over 5.5 rebounds at plus 130 against the Lakers. I also have the Celtics money line in a parlay with the Pistons money line at minus 114, and I'm taking that to win 1.5 units, so it's a bit of a bigger parlay for me. I have the Heat Magic over 240.5 at minus 113. I have Nikhil Alexander-Walker over 19.5 points at minus 115 against the Nuggets. I have Jalen Tyson over 13.5 points at minus 125 against the Spurs. I have the Hornets plus 7.5 at minus 110 versus the Raptors. And then the last official play I have is Cam Spencer over 3.5 assists at plus 106. I risked 1.5 units on that. I also took the alternate assists at 5+ at plus 190, risking 0.5 units against the Clippers. But then, as I mentioned, I will have 2 articles up on VSiN.com today with my sides and totals, with my player props. I'm also going to write a little bit about Giannis later. So if you're interested in seeing what I think about where he's going to go and what to make of the title picture, if he goes to certain teams, I'll have something up on VSiN.com later in the afternoon or early evening. So there will be a little bit more there. But yeah, I mentioned it before. I think I'm going to have a few more picks later. I'm keeping an eye on some things. I'm keeping an eye on Ryan Rollins in a game that I didn't want to talk about earlier because Giannis is out and Rollins has been great without him. So definitely head over to VSiN.com. Don't stop consuming my content here, but I would love to have you back for the Monday show. And good luck with your bets tonight. Let's get back in the win column with this loaded slate.